Here's the final thing. It's been turned into marriage now, I guess. Married couples, gun to your head, no strings attached, gun to your head. Jesus walked in your room and said, I'm giving you a do-over. No strings attached, I won't hold it against you. I'm giving you a do-over in your marriage. If you want out, no problems. Today, you can come out. I won't hold it against you. Look at Pastor. I would not today take anybody, any woman in the world, nobody 18, 28, 38, taller, today in the presence of Jesus. If he gave me a chance to do it over right now, I'd do it over with you. I got the victory.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. Prayer is a powerful weapon. Amen. As a writer by the name of Terry Laws, who writes a book, and I read this book some time ago. Y'all, some of y'all have read it. It's called The Power of Praise and Worship. Anybody ever read that book? Praise God. In that book, praise God, he has a section that is called the ICBM of prayer. Now, just in case for you non-military minds, an ICBM is an intercontinental ballistic missile. Praise God. They can be launched from a ship. They can be launched from a submarine. But the impact behind an ICBM is that it is programmed so that it would hit the target. And Law says in that book, under that section, that our prayer is just like an ICBM missile. In other words, praise God, prayer is a spiritual launching rocket. Praise God. It is the transportation vehicle that carries our weapons. What are our weapons? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about in the name of Jesus Christ. It takes our prayer to the point of impact. Praise God. If you're praying for somebody to be healed, praise God, use that prayer, ICBM, Lord God, because you want it to hit the target. Praise God. You see, on our knees in prayer, we can help missionaries in the most remote places of this world. Praise God. On our knees in prayer, praise God, we can send divine help. Praise God. Prisoners all over this world. Amen. I'm trying to tell you something today. Praise God. We have a young lady that's locked up over in Russia. Y'all know. Praise God. Y'all know. Praise God. Instead of talking about what she shouldn't have done, praise God. Pray for her. Praise God. That God will move on the hearts of even that atheist. Praise God. So that he would have some leniency. I'm talking about prayer. Praise God, because prayer works for us just like prayer worked for King Solomon. King Solomon said back in 2 Chronicles, praise God, chapter 7, verse 14, that if my people, amen, I know there's some folks out there say that wasn't for us today. I differ with that. Praise God, if my people, which are called by my name, praise God, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. And he said that, and I will hear from heaven. And not only that, I will heal their land. Can I remind us, our nation needs some healing. Amen. If you don't believe this nation needs some healing, just Just turn on the television. Praise God. Just turn on the radio. Praise God. More than that, just ride around, praise God, our city. And we'll see that we have a world, we have a city, we have a state, we have a nation that is in need of prayer. And praise God, I'm talking about a time in this world where the believers, where the born-again believers of Christ, praise God, we cannot be silent. We need to be bombarded in heaven, praise God, calling on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But second, our Lord instructs this 70 disciples about the danger nature of the job that they are about to undertake. Amen. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lamb unto wolves. Among wolves. How many of y'all ever look at Wild Kingdom? Amen. How many of y'all look at, y'all see sometimes you see the Willoughbys running. And you'll see one of those ferocious lions or one of those wolves, praise God, standing there waiting, praise God, for that one that might be a little weak, for that one that might be lagging behind. And praise God, I need not have to tell you what happened when that lion grabs one of them, praise God. And he's saying that, praise God, I'm going to send you forth, praise God, as a lamb among wolves. Amen. When I was sitting down doing this sermon, I thought about the United States Marine Corps. Amen. Y'all just going to have to, y'all know that's an organization that I still serve. Amen. And we get those young recruits off the streets. Amen. And get them in and tell them, say, we want you to wear that eagle, globe, and anchor. Yeah. Praise God. We want you to be proud. We want you to stick your chest out. Praise God, and be nice and trim and show people that you are physically fit. But you want to know one thing we tell them? Praise God, we tell them, praise God, we didn't promise you no rose garden. Praise God. In other words, we're going to make you one of the finest fighting machines in this world, but I'm going to let you know it's not going to be a rose garden. Praise God, because before you put on that eagle, globe, and anchor, amen, you got 12 weeks. Let me put 13 weeks since they're throwing the crucible in there. Praise God. You have 12 weeks where we're going to break you down. We're going to take you out of you. And then we're going to remold you, praise God, so that you can be what it is we want you to be. In other words, we didn't promise you no rose garden. And this is what Jesus is telling those disciples. I'm going to send you forth, amen, as a lamb among wolves. Praise God. Amen. And I need not tell you, praise God, that's why I believe that he told them that they must pray before they go on this journey. Amen. That's sending us, each and every last one of us in here, a message, praise God, that we ought to pray before we go out and do anything. Because anybody in here that knows anything about the book of Acts, which happens to be the history book of the church, praise God, we find that those men, praise God, who stood up for the cause of Christ, man, they went through some things. Can I just pick a few of them out and pick on them? Praise God, Stephen was the first official deacon of the church. Praise God, he was stoned to death. Amen. James, the brother of John, he was killed by Herod. Peter, praise God, was thrown in jail, and later he was crucified. Praise God, with his feet up and his head down. Paul and Silas, amen, went out preaching. Praise God, but they were thrown in a jail. But before they were thrown in jail, they were whipped just about all night long. But I'm trying to tell you, praise God, the world and the work that we have is not going to be an easy work. But guess what? Amen. As we found out in our Sunday school lesson this morning, praise God, if God take you to it, he's going to break you through it. Praise God. So don't you worry about what this world will ask you, praise God. But if you, he makes a promise that I'm going to take you to where I want you to go. And if he take you to something, praise God, he'll be the one that's going to take you through it. That's why I like when David said that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Anybody ever been in a valley? Praise God, you can't see on this side in the valley. You can't see on that side on the valley. Praise God, and God help you if you look back. The only thing that you could see when you're in the valley is straight ahead. Praise God. And as long as you see, praise God, that there's daylight up there, he has promised you. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil. Why? Praise God. Because the Lord is with me. Amen. So he tells them about the danger that they're going to have. He says, I'm going to send you as lambs among wolves. And I need not tell you, praise God, when you've gone out, let me see the hands of those out there have witnessed to somebody. And they have told you some things, amen, that wasn't so kosher. Amen. They have said some things about you. Amen. And some of them even actually tell you, have the audacity to say it right to you, who in the world you think you are? See, and a lot of times we don't think that that's hard. I still believe, and I may be wrong, and I hope I am, I believe that's the reason why a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus don't want to witness today. Praise God, because they don't want to take the ridicule. But can I promise you, praise God, that God said, praise God, if he take you to it, he'll take you through it. Praise God. And don't you be afraid. Praise God. Or don't worry about what it is they're going to say to you. You go ahead and witness to them. Praise God, what the good Lord has told you to do. Amen. But the third piece of instruction, praise God, that Jesus gives to them, praise God, is for them to be thoroughly devoted to the work which he commanded them to do. Amen. Be thoroughly devoted to the work God has commanded them to do. We noticed that Abram this morning, God told him, I want you to get up out of the land of the Ur of the Chaldees. In other words, I want you to get out from among your familiar territory. And I want you to go out in some area, praise God, that's unfamiliar with you. But just because I'm sending you, don't you worry about what it looks like on the other side. Because I am going to make sure that everything is going to be all right. Look what he tells them, praise God. He says, I want you to be thoroughly devoted to the work which he commands them to do. Look at verse 4. He tells them, he said, carry no purse. In other words, don't carry no money bag. I don't want you to carry none of that stuff. I don't want you to get out here, praise God, get to witness to somebody and pass by Macy's or JCPenney, praise God, and then stop and start to go somewhere to go shopping. Praise God. He said, don't take a purse. He said, I don't even want you to take a script. Now, back in those days, that script just represents a little bag that the travelers used to, praise God. I don't know what they had in it, but praise God, they took it with them. I'm going to get to you about what that means in a minute. Praise God. Then he said, nor do I want you to take any shoes. Yes, now, he didn't say he didn't want them to take, go around barefooted. What he was trying to tell him, don't you take an extra pair.
That's right.
Praise God, because the shoes that I'm going to put on your feet, you don't have to worry about them. Praise God, wearing out. Don't y'all know that the children of Israel, they wandered around for 40 years. Praise God, and their shoes didn't even wear out. Clothes didn't wear out. I'm trying to tell us, praise God, that God said that I will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Praise God, by Christ Jesus. Amen. You see, he told them, I want you to not to salute anybody on your way. In other words, he was not trying to tell them, don't